Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene! Run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hey, everybody. This is so special. We're together in the same room.
I know.
That is never this the happens. First time?
We've been together. We've been together,
yeah,
obviously.
We're always together,
this is
but not.
The first time I've ever seen you in real life.
No.
She does
we were
exist.
All together.
Amy
in,
Sugarman is real.
We
you
were
guys.
All together in Vegas. But I didn't do the show with you guys.
No.
This might be the first time we've ever done the show together.
Together in the same room. It's true. Ooh, I wonder what it's going to be like. Wow.
Can I just tell a little secret to everyone listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're all together.
Which one?
We're all together. So when we're not together, we have to wear headphones so we can hear each other.
Yeah.
Okay. But you guys, we're all together. And Jenny and Tori, I'm not wearing headphones because I'm in the same room with these guys. They're wearing their headphones.
It feels professional, Amy.
And
we are professional podcasters.
It keeps my ears warm and that's comforting. And I keep saying like before we started, I'm like, Jenny, Tori, you don't have to wear those. Like we're all right next to each other. And they're like,
no,
we like
no,
them.
We want
Amy,
them.
You sound a lot better in my headphones. So you'd be grateful that we're wearing them.
Well, what's it like without? Like, what do you, if I
well,
take these off?
Well, it's just like being at a, sitting in the room together.
Oh, this feels boring.
Not appropriate. Tori, put them right back on. You All guys, right. You're beautiful, and I'm so happy
I'm
to
so
see you.
Happy to
I
see
love you.
You
guys so much.
I love
in
you.
The flesh.
We love you.
Well, we're here, and what a wild week it's been.
Whoa.
So we're together because we just had Jingle Ball. Now, Tori had another engagement, but Jenny... went to Jingle Ball.
Yeah, that's my scene. Didn't you know?
You were rocking to Pitbull, Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Who am I forgetting? Jack Harlow.
Big Pitbull fan.
Pitbull wants to know where he can mail your underwear back. I don't know what you were flinging at him, but he claims they're yours. And they're granny panties, so I'm pretty sure they're yours.
I don't wear granny panties.
She doesn't.
Really? When did that stop?
Do you not?
No, I'm kidding.
I do sometimes. I'm not going
to
lie.
I actually started to. Not like granny ones, but like full butt.
This is a conversation for later, ladies, that nobody out there wants to hear.
I think they do because I'm proud of my meat undies. And they're basically granny panties.
Did you call them meat undies?
No, meat undies. Do you guys, they're one of our sponsors.
I want some me undies. I want some meat undies too.
You can have like Christmas me undies, Batman, Spider-Man. They're like underoos for adults.
What? Where have they been all my life?
At me undies.
Me undies.
Oh, wait, you sound like Popeye. Say it again. MeUndies.
Me spinach.
I got MeUndies on.
Wait, so I'm having FOMO because you were out of town last year and I went to Jingle Ball and had the best time. Oh, and yeah. Now you got to go this year and I couldn't. And I'm having FOMO.
Sorry about that. Yeah, we got to. Tori and Jenny are really one person because we can never get them in the same place at the same time. Although we did in Vegas.
We'll always have Vegas.
Yeah. Thank God.
Well, next year. We'll
and we're still, I know people write us because they get mad because I say we're doing something and then we don't do it. So we are doing a girls trip to Santa Barbara sometime in 2023. We're going to make that happen.
And
why even bring it up? Because you know they get pissed and say you always mention stuff and then don't do it.
And we're going to go to the beach apartment.
That will be happening.
That
is happening.
That was already posted on social media, so it can't not happen.
Oh, no, we reserved it, so it's happening.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
In the meantime, Dina Meyer is smoking hot.
Oh,
this
man.
Is the episode. Okay. Oh, season 4, episode 9, otherwise engaged, aired November 3rd, 1993.
Synopsis: Brandon gets seduced by his professor's hot wife. David gets served a subpoena and Brenda gets served a prenup. Donna is caught in between Kelly and David's parental drama and Steve cheats on Celeste while John Sears is cheating on Kelly. Exclamation point.
What the hell?
Thank you.
What'd you guys think of this whole episode?
I found it very boring.
What?
Thank you. Because you know what? I feel like sometimes I have to like backpedal because I'll start to be like, oh, it's kind of boring. And you guys get, and Amy like gets super offended.
I just do not think it's boring ever.
But this episode, okay, I'm thank God you're finally seeing it. Yeah. Jeez Louise. Okay.
I mean, I did enjoy meeting Dina Myers.
Yeah.
Yes.
The cougar.
Yeah, Lucinda.
Lucinda. Yeah.
Which, were you not like, when you realize like she's married to the professor?
Not really.
What?
No, it was kind of leading towards something was not right. And then it happened. Yeah.
Oh my God. I've seen it before. And I was like, oh.
I mean, if she'd been married to, what's the one that has the long hands and strokes his fingers?
Dan Rubin.
That would be like, oh, what the hell? Someone give me a yogurt. But like,
Get me a yogurt.
I mean, I'm getting ahead, but I love that drama. And then I love when Brandon's like, no, a silly little kid would have stayed. And it was like, yeah, boom, Lucinda. Mm.
What about her hair?
Amazing.
She has such good hair.
Yeah, she has beautiful hair. Just like curls like that. They come out of her head perfect.
That way. Yeah.
And also, did you guys see when she's wearing the, like, they were almost like green sort of loungewear pants with the crop top? I'm like, she could wear that right now.
Well, yep.
That was a good
outfit. That's all clothing.
She looked good.
During that show, you could wear now.
Mm-hmm. People are wearing
and be stylish?
Yeah.
What do you,
90s is the
back
thing.
In.
Didn't you hear?
That was just a different, like, if we were doing, like, the Breakfast Club, she would be, like, the Ally Sheedy. Yeah, she was just, like, a different vibe than, like, the popular kid Molly Ringwald outfit.
All I know is Brandon was real excited to see her. I never seen him run so far.
Oh, my God.
So fast.
First of all, why does he use the car door?
No, because it's quicker without the door. You got to throw your backpack on the hood of the car as you pull in, jump out, grab your backpack, and then run through all those people just to get a glimpse of Lucinda.
This is embarrassing.
He was excited.
7:00. And then it was tick, 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 tick.
But they're very sexual.
Very. The
chemistry?
Script, as you would say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the writing was like so on the nose. Like, I'm going to be sexual now.
And you're late.
Ooh. Oh, can you handle it or something?
Like, I'll work you as hard as you want me to. Like,
gross. I don't know.
I just don't like her name.
Lucinda?
Yeah.
What about all the people listening that are named Lucinda?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't find it fitting at the time for that character. That was all.
Uh-huh. Wait, Jenny, should we?
But it felt like Lucifer. Lucinda.
Oh, that's maybe telling. Maybe she's going to be a bad character.
Should we go in order or should we play it through with the Brandon Lucinda thing?
I like to go top to bottom. Maybe you know that.
Okay, fine.
You've already jumped to the end and talked about outfits, so I just don't know what to do.
Because I have so much to talk about with this episode that I don't know why you thought it's boring.
Well, Brenda wakes up. Wenda. That's a good name.
Wah, wah, wah.
The ring.
Brenda wakes up admiring her ring, but I was too busy admiring her eyebrows.
I was too.
It's all like the first thing you see is her eyebrows. They're so thin, that 90s look.
And yeah.
They're there now. Like,
I was looking at the ring, brow. Though.
Was that her real ring?
Okay, so Shannon, during the many years on 90210, was engaged multiple times. And
multiple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the other one?
Oh, my goodness.
Ashley.
They got married, but she was engaged to Dean Factor. She was engaged to
Dean Factor. That's
Chris,
right.
Remember, was he Greek? Remember Chris?
Chris Kostakoulis.
Yes, that one. She was engaged to or married to the other one that was married to Paris Hilton.
Solomon?
Yes, Rick Solomon. And then there was one more that was the friend of Chris.
Wow. I don't know. This is insane.
So, they weren't friends when she was engaged. But anyway, I used to like always, she would show me her rings. And when she would get engaged, I'd be like, oh my gosh. And they were always the most amazing rings.
Yeah, that ring looked like
they were big rocks.
A ring I remember. Her
so do we think having. That ring is a real diamond?
Yeah, I bet it was her real one. She was like
real ring.
Engaged, like, whoever she was engaged to at that time.
Because that ring is
so
amazing. 93.
Oh, let's pinpoint it. It was
93.
Mm-hmm. Who would she be engaged to at that time?
I think Ashley. Am I making that up? That's
that
Hamilton.
Rock looked like a different rock.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
So were her eyebrows.
Yeah.
I just don't know how Stu and Brenda can be in love. Like, there's nothing to support this storyline whatsoever.
It's just. Well, you thought they were great before originally.
I do feel the chemistry between them, but I don't feel
who
love.
Who gets engaged after 2 weeks when you're 18 years old?
It's 3 weeks.
Hello. Yeah, pardon me.
But I don't think you can develop a love.
You know what? Sometimes when you know, you know.
You know what? I know there's a hair on your lip and it's really bothering me. Can I just get it off?
So here's my question for you both while you do that.
That is attached to my upper lip.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. And I just like, what's the thing? The female shaving? The plane? Knowing that I was going to see you and you were going to criticize my furry face, I actually took a good hour the other night
what
to
just happened?
My whole face. Yes. And clearly I missed something and she thought I had a lip.
What just happened is so awkward. I almost can't deal with it.
My upper hair lip pulled at her. It's furry. You guys, I missed a whole patch there.
Jenny, so Tori just said to Jenny, you have to tell them what happened because Tori just said to Jenny, can you help me get the hair off?
I said you have a hair on your lip.
Okay, sorry. I'm so uncomfortable by what just happened. I've blacked out. Jenny said you've got a hair on your lip. And Tori said, can you get it? And then
she went to pull it and it was attached to my upper lip. It was a hair attached. It was a hair. It wasn't like my
long hair.
No, you didn't. It hurt though when you pulled on it. That was like I think a short because mother.
From my angle?
You saw it, right? You saw
I've always had a furry face. Brian Austin Green used to call me Lamb Chops and Chewbacca. It was always blonde, but I always had it. I've always had fur on my face. And then
I'm so uncomfortable.
My best friend, I remember we hadn't seen each other for a while when we started doing Mystery Girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, not a while. Like maybe like had talked, but hadn't seen each other in person, maybe in like a year or two. Because of babies and life. And then we got on set and she was like, I have something. Can I get basically the fur off your face? And I was like, oh, that reminds me of home. Yes. Only a true friend would
shave your face.
So she came in with a tool one day and it was one of those that went
like a machine,
machine. Like a
shaver thing.
But was it a shaver?
I think it was a weed whacker.
It was like one of those things you put on your sweaters and it collects the balls, like fur. Fur. It was like
a lint roller.
It was like the thing you shave a sheep with. I don't know. So, but anyway, she was doing it. Oh, and then they're like, oh, sorry, you guys, lunch is over. We got to get back to work. And she'd only done half my face. No. And I was like, well, wait, what about it? And she's like, oh, I'll do it another day. And she took it home and never did the rest of my face.
She just pulled the hair and I saw Tori's face.
Sorry. Anyway, we digress. Let's get back to the episode. Oh, you lost your bracelet. Okay.
Thanks.
So here's my question for you guys. Brenda is so mad, right? I mean, I know we're going to get to it all, but like if you are 18 and you got engaged after 3 weeks, don't you think your parents are going to be losing their shit?
They aren't even losing their shit. They're being so chill about it.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, and she's losing her shit.
Yeah, she goes off on them.
It was.
But she's already upset and sort of, you know, destabilized because she found the prenup agreement in the briefcase, right?
Right.
Which, duh.
Right.
I mean, his family's super wealthy. Of course there's going to be a prenup about it. I don't think she knows, though.
Back then, prenups were more...
uncommon.
Yeah.
More like, ooh.
You guys, I think still to this day, people take... They ultimately probably agree, but it's still like a little bit of a hurt feeling. Like, oh.
You don't trust me.
Yeah.
You don't, you don't
even
know me.
It's not
my
personal.
Intentions would never... I would never do that.
I feel like these days, a prenup is just like par for the course. Really? But back then, it was a big old drama.
I think it might be par for the course here in LA, like what we're used to. But I don't think like in other places, it's so prevalent.
That's probably true.
Because, yeah, it is like a... It's a questioning of one's trust. Well, and if you're going
to
marry somebody,
women
need probably need to trust
give
them.
Give prenups.
Yeah.
Think about it. Sometimes the woman comes in with all the dough.
Of course.
Yep. We've heard stories about that.
Oh my God. That laugh. There's the laugh in person. We love your laugh. What do people say? What
they say?
The people of Instagram
say
since
she
you read all the comments.
She doesn't stop with her wheezing laugh. Yeah, I see it.
Wheezing.
I'm doing the best I can here. It's like...
It's just my laugh.
We love your laugh,
people.
But...
Luckily,
we're
not on TV or they'd be like, she needs to change her face.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin, and their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farm, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Okay, so Lucinda finally gets the date. She sets up the date with Brandon and she says 332 Hope Street, which immediately who went to their phones?
No, no one does this except you. Nobody. These are not things people
do. I'm curious. What did you find at 332?
I can't remember, but there's something. I have to like pull up my phone, but of course I go right to it to see realtor.com. Like, is there a 332 Hope Street? Like, of course. What's the property value? I want the whole thing.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Zillow. She wants to Zillow.
Did you guys think her house, I can't remember if we're there yet. Thank you, Jenny.
They just redressed it?
Yes.
I kind of definitely think that. They moved the couch to a different wall.
I
fully thought the same thing. I'm like, this is...
All the rooms were in the same places. It had to be the same set.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Just tons of weird new furniture and masks.
Yeah. Those creepy masks on the wall.
Anyway, we're going out of order.
I know. I can't keep it on the rails, you
guys. I'll try to keep going. So we've got some things happening. Dylan and Jim are in cahoots. Because apparently, I think Dylan was signing papers for his new car or something, or some money. Do you guys remember that? And then Jim kind of basically says to Dylan, you need to help me. Which was, what?
He wanted him to go to Brenda and talk some sense into her.
Yeah, because Dylan's going to Baja and Jim's like, I wish you were taking her with you. Like, so do you think that was stepping over the line? Like, should Dylan have done it?
Also, Jim, you don't hate the guy 1 minute. And then when you need him, come knocking on his door.
Right. Like what?
I didn't care for that from my boyfriend.
Because it was only just like a few seasons ago.
Jim would have done that.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Maybe Cindy put him up to it.
And then Dylan takes that to the extreme. Nth degree. Like, we're not going to get back together. Yeah. I was like,
wait, what? Was that on the table? I didn't get it.
It's like one of those things they just want to put in there because they know that's the preview, like they're going to air.
Totally.
Like the little sound bite. The clickbait.
We're not getting, like back then even, because it like is so out of left field.
That's an epic sort of call there.
Well, you know, I think it came from him sitting on that stool, reading that poetry.
Is that
in the mood for love?
So weird. And of course, he's on the stool in the center of that quad again. Yeah. Like,
they get really in the use out of the quad there.
All right, let's talk about Steve Sanders throughout this entire episode. What is going on at the Keg House? And it was bad.
I just didn't like when you hear frat boy talk on the show, it really grosses me out.
Really?
Yeah, because one of them, he was like trying to get Steve to go on the date. And he was like, you know what they say, she's ready, willing, and able.
Gross.
Ew.
That guy was gross.
Yeah, he's gross.
Like, was that gross 30 years ago, too? Like, it was gross now. And I tend to try to be chill about that kind of stuff.
I don't think there was ever a time when that wasn't gross or offensive.
And when he...
John Sears was hot in that scene, though.
Totally.
Right?
He was like eating.
And what was he eating?
Totally not interested, but...
I don't know. Mm-hmm. He just looked good. Though.
Yeah, he was uninterested but partaking, kind of eating something with his 25 girlfriends that he has.
Yeah.
But when Steve says, she better not be a dog.
That made me gag.
It's all grody. I have to have faith that that's not how college age guys talk about women.
Are you kidding? They just have more updated terms.
Oh, no.
Really?
I'm sure.
You don't know. You've never been there.
I don't know anything, but.
The part that's.
I assume.
You go, Tori.
Men are men.
The part that seemed very unrealistic to me in that situation was I feel like if your fraternity brother says, I've got a girlfriend, Celeste, the other brothers do not peer pressure you into cheating on her and going out with another girl.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't think that
would happen. College age guys, they're just all about.
What?
I don't know. To all the college age men out there that listen to this podcast.
You're
we love and value and respect you.
First the Lucindas of the world, now the college kids.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And
before we go to the...
Pollyanna's gone today. She's left the building.
Before we keep talking, I do have one question for you guys. What did Stuart do? Do we know? Like, you know how Dylan's like, he's no choir boy. And they have this past?
No.
Do we know?
Referred to it in the episode before this or the last one that... About partying or something in that realm.
Yeah, so we just kind of, do we know he's like a sort of a bad boy and just, but we don't totally know.
No, exactly. Like, no.
Okay.
But we still do know that he's cute. That's for sure.
is he still in France?
Yeah, we got to get him I'm on. Just kidding. David Gale.
Oh, right. Okay, so, but going back to what we were talking about, Steve, he doesn't look like a frat boy because of the way he dresses. Mm-hmm. He looks like a professional lad out and about. But does he end up cheating on Celeste? Did that happen in this episode?
That's what I'm assuming with Tracy Middendorf. Do you guys remember her?
Yes.
Yes.
She played, what was her character's name again? It was
Laura
Kingman.
Laura Kingman. Did we talk to her recently, Laura Kingman? I feel like I've seen her really recently.
So Tracy Middendorf. Well, I know her for a different reason.
Wait, my voice.
Poor Jenny. When I get passionate, I was about to talk about soap operas. I got all excited.
Yeah, how do we know Tracy Middendorf? Days of Our Lives? Deafened.
Okay, so Carrie Brady on Days of Our Lives, when the original Carrie Brady was Carrie Clark. Mm-hmm. Carrie Brady, what was her name? Something Clark. Christy Clark. Mm-hmm. When Christy Clark was gone for a while, Tracy Middendorf came in and took over as Carrie Brady. So that's how I know her.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that before or after this?
I have no idea what you just said.
I fangirl out. You said, how do I know Tracy Middendorf?
And then
I was like, she's on
how
Days.
You know her.
But how would you know her? I don't fucking know.
All right. All right, then.
Do you know if you knew her from Days of Our Lives and then she came on 90210?
I feel like I've just recently encountered her lovely self again, but I don't. She's a real good dancer. Did you notice?
What did you think of that whole scene?
Her dancing?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it greatly.
Did you?
Just because that's what one does when they're a dancer. They dance alone in a room.
I had full flashbacks, and I love this girl. From The Bachelor, Jake Pavelka's season, and there was this date on The Bachelor, and Tenley, who I love, did this that exact same thing. Everything that was on 90210 was on The Bachelor, and it just took me right back. It's a hint cringe. You didn't have any cringe. Mm-hmm. And the sweatiness.
No.
Oh.
No.
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Well, good. I'm a bad person. So... So, but what is going on? Like, where's Celeste?
It's very confusing. I don't know what's happening. But, obviously there's going to be trouble in River City, as they say.
Sing it.
I don't know. I don't think that would be
also,
a good idea.
I don't think Steve would have done that. I think Steve was like,
he's a man of his own. He's not going to be peer pressured by.
Listen,
if it's convenient for the storyline, characters change.
Right.
We know
this.
Right, okay. It's.
Because I feel like Steve is a good dude. He loves Celeste. That's not like Laura Kingman, whatevs, is he really going to like risk everything to like sleep with her for one night at the gross keg house with the dirty bathrooms, which was very realistic, by the way.
That part we wouldn't know about.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when he brings up the bathrooms, were they gross? And she's like, they were not great. I would never go to a bathroom in a fraternity house. Would you guys? Or have you never been to a fraternity house to know?
Nope.
No, I've been to one.
Do you remember it?
Vaguely. You guys know me in peeing situations. I doubt I used the bathroom.
Yeah, you probably peed on the pool table.
So, yeah. Okay. So
most likely.
Can you guys break down for me what is happening with Aaron, Mel, Kelly, mm-hmm. David? It's a hot mess.
It's real convoluted. There's so many.
I'm sorry. I didn't like it, though.
I mean, yeah. Why is Mel putting David in this position?
Yeah.
Why is Kelly putting, I mean, why is Jackie doing this? And it's just like disrupting the whole beach apartment. And I don't like it. There's too much fighting in the beach apartment now. I loved the beach apartment and now I hate it.
You take that back right now.
I'm sorry.
You'll learn to love it again.
Okay. It does seem a tad messy, that whole thing.
I mean, these things in life would be messy. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense because she's trying to get full custody because she thinks Mel is an unfit father, basically.
Because of the girlfriend and he went to Mexico for like a long time.
Well, first of all, she's probably just jelly of the new hot young hygienist.
I can't believe you just said jelly.
But then she takes it to the next level and thinks that he's now an unfit father because he dumped the baby on David.
Correct. I just think dragging in the other children to it was very gnarly.
She didn't do that. She just told Kelly, look, here's the deal. This Correct. Is about to get ugly.
Right.
And Kelly was like, okay, great. And then Mel is the one who really steps over the line and puts David in the worst possible Always. Position.
And then Mel just sucks. He sucks. Just a bad person.
He got you drunk.
Yeah. Well, that's not his fault. But he cheated on your mom.
He cheated on my mom.
Drunk. The deposition was gnarly.
He left and allowed his son to just live with his ex-wife and didn't seem to really care. He brought his new girlfriend over to your beach apartment.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted his son to basically lie for him.
Yeah, what is wrong with that man?
And then tell them, David. And then David just has the breakdown over his mom. It was.
Is that how a deposition would be? Like that intense?
I'm not 100% sure all those parties would have been in the deposition.
And would the lawyer be sitting that close to him talking to him like that?
No. You know, I'm not a lawyer, but would Mel and Jackie have even been in the deposition? I guess.
Yeah, why wasn't Jackie there? If Mel was there.
Was Jackie there?
Mm-mm. No.
They do it separately, though, okay. Right?
Right, but I don't know. It was very
dramatic. It didn't feel good, no.
I don't know. It was very Ally McBeal without the Ally McBeal part that we love. Like, yeah. I didn't want to watch that in 90210. Sorry.
Yeah, me either.
It was a lot. It was just lot is happening.
I did notice that when they were at the beach apartment, that when you, I think it was, I don't know who was sitting in front of the windows, mm-hmm. but when you look out the windows of the beach apartment, there ain't no ocean out there, you guys. I didn't see no ocean.
It was
just
night.
The shutters?
It wasn't night.
It was day?
It was day.
And is it just the like shutters? The film, like the, not the shutters, but like the, what's the thing you pull down under?
There were shutters.
Like shears. Like the,
yeah, oh, like a blind.
Like, so, okay, but look behind. Well, Amy's sitting in front of a window right now. You still see what's behind her.
Totally.
The things behind her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a little thing.
That was...
Because you remember on set, they had a big, like, blue screen. Like, it was supposed to be the sky. It was supposed to be the ocean.
Really?
Yes. On a big, like, cloth. Like a, what's it called? Like a... It's like a green screen, but
they would pull down like a
backdrop. Backdrop. That's the
like,
word.
So, okay, so and then they would have like a fan they'd put out there and plants that would move because if it was windy at the beach and
really?
It was on your balcony or whatever mm-hmm, things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
So when you, I mean, I'll save it because we are going to the beach house soon.
Yeah.
And I'm going to save all my beach house questions for that.
Okay.
That sounds fair. Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farm, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com. Promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210. Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Now, okay, let's go back to the Beverly Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what that was, the Beverly Hilton. I don't know if they called it out, but you know when you see them, Brenda and Stu,
yes,
and they show that circle driveway, mm-hmm. that's definitely the Beverly Hilton, and he's got the room for the month.
Yeah, how much did that set him back?
That's a great question. Probably back then, $250 a night.
What? Oh, a room.
$250 times 30? Do the math.
Yeah, I don't do math.
Me neither.
I can't do the math. 6,000?
Yeah,
I got nothing.
Sure,
but he's so loaded. And did we know he $7,500
a month
for the month?
It's a good deal.
Yeah,
she's loaded.
Yeah.
So
he's not loaded.
Correct.
Daddy's loaded.
Correct. Then we go to the construction site and we see that incident.
I really enjoyed seeing the construction site, although it felt very weird seeing it on the show. Like, it was like, whoa, where are we?
Yeah, and where was
and
that?
And what a big to-do it was. Like, that was no small feat, shooting all those extras, all that heavy machinery.
Yeah, that was a real construction site. And Brenda has, like, a Taurus wagon. What did that look like
wasn't
to
that,
me?
Wasn't that Cindy's?
Yeah.
Yeah, no? we've seen that before. When
I think.
And she parked it in just the middle of the construction site.
Well, she's the boss's
son's girlfriend. She can do whatever the F she wants.
And then there we're sort of seeing that exchange between Stu and the guy, which was
foreman.
Like,
let's call him the foreman.
The foreman, which was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. He's getting all chewed out by him.
Correct. And then we still see you're this boss's son.
Mm-hmm. I'm just over Stu.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's going to come of this?
I don't know. How much longer is he on?
A bit.
I wonder if they'll stay engaged and get married.
I don't think it happens. I love David Gale. And he was on another show my dad did called Savannah. And he was great.
Savannah.
It's not David Gale that I don't love. It's the character. Stu. The character just bugs me. I don't know. Irks me.
He's trying. He's trying. He's working.
I'm over the character. I don't know. Maybe I don't like that type of character.
Here's my problem. And I know everyone's going to be so mad.
I've never dated that type of character.
Brenda in the scene with Jim and Cindy, where she comes in, you know, she finds out that Jim sort of put Dylan up to trying to break her up with Stu. And she mm-hmm. comes into the living room and just tears them a new one. That was aggressive for me. Like, I get it. And it's dramatic. And I don't hate Shannon. I love Shannon. I don't even know Shannon. Brenda is a bit prickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't talk to your parents that way.
Correct.
I mean, there's like a teen angst way, but it's a mm-hmm. different tone. It feels like a more adult tone, mm-hmm. which makes it feel even more prickly and aggressive than a teen that's kind of like going through stuff and going up against their parents.
Yeah.
And she's like, I will use any tone I damn well please.
Yeah,
and
that's just not, like a teen doesn't say damn well. You know, even 30 years ago.
It was just so gnarly. And like Jim and Cindy, I get it. Like Jim shouldn't have told Dylan to try to like help. But they're like sweet people. And their daughter just got engaged after 3 weeks.
And they're just
like,
sitting there together on the couch waiting for her to come home.
I get that she would be frustrated with mm-hmm. them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she went level 20 cray.
Well, she does that. She goes 0 to 100 real quick.
My question is, like, should the director at that point been like, hey.
He probably said, come in, fire it up. You gotta be pissed in this scene.
So this is a great conversation because is that something that was like directed, like bring the drama. This is a drama. Bring it. Or is that a choice that's made? Because it was really over the top. But I guess, would it be 90210 if it was just like, look, mom and dad, it's all fine. And I know you put Dylan up to this. That's not necessary.
Yeah, but who wants to watch that?
Right.
I'm already asleep.
I guess we want to watch Brenda go
get it.
Apeshit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, it's more exciting. Yeah. But who knows if that was a director's call or the actor's choice? No idea.
And am I the only one that was like, whoa?
I don't know, but am I the only one that's like, why is Cindy always sitting around in full wardrobe, hair, makeup, just around the house all the time?
Never casual.
In the kitchen, cooking, dressed to the nines.
Terrible blouse, always.
And more and more makeup every episode I'm seeing.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. She was much more natural at first. Well, she's now living the Beverly Hills life.
I guess so.
4 seasons now.
Yep.
To be exact.
So, well,
that's a lot. We covered a lot.
It's a lot. So we
are we done?
I feel like I'm done. No, we're absolutely not. We're absolutely not even close to being done because we need to like rehash it. So Brenda has gone apeshit and is out of the house, but she has signed the prenup. So all is right with them. Kelly and David are now angry at each mm-hmm. other. And Donna's doing everything she can per usual to like be the mediator.
Ugh.
You guys just don't like this. I love it.
Wait, do you guys even notice that my hair today is done like Kelly's hair was done in the episode, the final scene?
Oh. You
see my braid in the back?
Your little braid.
I did it.
I also noticed that Kelly had a bit of bangs, sort of curtain bangs, and I was loving it.
Yeah, I don't have that.
What did they call that then? Like now they call it curtain bangs. What would it have been called?
Wispies?
Wispies?
Mm-hmm.
So,
layers?
No. I feel bad you guys don't love this. I liked it.
I don't feel
bad. Brenda was like,
next week we'll be back, maybe, hopefully. It'll be a better episode.
have 6 more seasons. Don't worry about it.
And Tracy Middendorf, I think, is back. So I think we're going to see more of that mess.
Did she get raped at some point?
Oh.
You'll forget by next week. It won't matter.
Wait a minute.
That's true.
Sears.
OMG.
Am I right?
Oh, my God. I got something. Or she falsely accuses. Is she bad or good? I'm looking around like anyone's going
to.
I was literally.
It's coming
looking,
back
And I'm
to
yelling
me.
In her ears so bad. Wow. Okay.
I thought I was losing my hearing in my older days, well, but it's actually, I think, reversed with
back.
You.
Good. See?
So we don't have our paddles here, but I'm scared to know what you guys are giving
oh,
us.
Oh, paddles. I forgot my paddle. Dang
it. Were we supposed to bring it?
Mm-hmm. We can just say. We're
wait,
with each other.
We'll can someone, wait, Tracy Middendorf, this is not her only episode.
No. She comes back. There's a lot more.
But some, it's mis- something happens.
It's blurry, but when you,
you
just
know
said
it,
that.
You know yeah, you know yeah, it. Yeah,
yeah. There's
I'm getting,
there's drama
I'm getting
ahead
some
at
rapey
the keg
vibes.
House. There's something bad at the keg house coming.
She either yes. gets raped or she falsely accuses someone of getting raped.
Ooh.
Or of raping her.
When you guys got your scripts, would you read the whole script or just your parts?
No.
Just my part.
You're like this. This is how I read a script, right?
You're like, okay, opening. Where's my name? Oh, my yeah, line, my Kelly, line, my Kelly, line. Okay, Kelly, great.
Kelly, wait, no, so you don't no, read it to know no. what's happening
oh,
in the script?
Here I am.
No, no, never. No, 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 no.
Do any actors read the whole thing?
No. They're liars if they say they do.
You cannot say that.
I'm kidding.
If you're on Handmaid's Tale, I feel like you're reading the whole thing.
Sure, there's, I mean, but in a show like this.
Fourth season?
It's nothing.
Maybe not.
Nothing's like linked to each other in this show. So you just read your parts. I mean, maybe other people read the whole script. Do you think like Andrea or I mean, Gab or Jason read
was
the
Gabrielle
whole script?
Not even in this episode at all?
And yet I bet she read every page.
I don't remember seeing
she
her.
She does her, very thorough. Her homework.
Was she in this episode at all?
Yes, she was at the Peach Pit.
I don't remember.
When they were the girls were talking.
Oh, yeah. Blurry. Wait, was that this episode?
They talk about the ring. They talk about her.
Really
Brenda's
fast
engagement.
Before we go, yeah. How pissed are you that John Sears is pretty piggy in this episode?
I guess that's his true colors.
I think so.
But he, in this whole thing, like we thought was just like trying to get Kelly. We all kind of saw that happening. Yeah. And now we know he's a P-I-G.
And also, I
Well, he's just, he's waiting for you and that could take a while. And so what's he supposed to do while he's waiting for you?
I thought they were dating.
Yeah, he's piggy.
Because Kelly's all, he's waiting for me. He's such a great guy. He might be actually a great guy. But he, poor.
Like, are they full on dating? Are they exclusive?
No, they're just starting.
Okay, so if you're in college and you're not exclusive, are you not in an open relationship? Or I guess that means something else. Aren't you allowed to date someone else until someone literally says, like, we're exclusive to each other?
I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Or what, but...
Not how I roll, though.
Right, because you're Kelly Taylor. Like, no one does that. Like,
no, but people, me as a like, if
I'm Kelly Taylor, like Kelly guys Taylor. Are in awe of her. Of course, she would not expect
no,
someone else to do that.
It's
to
not
her.
About expecting it. It's about my self worth. If you want to date me, then you're not going to be dating other people. Plain and simple. And I think I teach my girls the same thing. Like,
well, that gets really blurry because let me tell you right now, Kelly Taylor. The closeness of Brenda and Dylan while you guys were together, like, I do not feel you, Jenny Garth, would be comfortable with that in real life. But Kelly Taylor was fine with it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it was too much. The Brenda, Dylan. Like,
yeah.
Mm.
It wouldn't have been kosher.
No.
Well, speaking of another thing we forgot to talk about.
What?
Because I know you guys don't, you're not loving Brandon and Lucinda, but how weird that the professor... Oh, I heard you met my wife. We want to have dinner with you. Like, what is Lucinda?
She's kinky. She's kinky like that. She wants to get freaky.
Did he go on to direct us, Scott?
I think so.
Yeah.
But did you guys notice how I feel like Brandon is moving out of Bart Simpson into something altogether different?
Like?
Well, I don't know, but when he shows his chest hair, I kind of like it.
Oh my god,
that was like a linen shirt you he was wearing. Like, remember, he's trying on the blazer, and then the blazer's off.
Oh, this is when he starts to get conservative, and it really makes me want to puke.
No, but his chest hair is coming out. That's not conservative.
And he had a new necklace.
Yeah. I don't want
chain necklace.
Oh, I like the necklace.
I did too.
Yeah.
I like everything Priestly.
Can I just ask you that? Do you guys like a guy that shows his chest hair?
No.
Yes. Depends. Mm. I don't mind it on Priestly. That's for sure.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Well, you love Jim Walsh.
But like Priestly or like, I can't think, Robin Williams.
Let's compare those two because they're so similar.
Yeah.
Because that, you know what I mean? Like Priestly. I'm a thumbs up.
I'm not a...
Robin Williams just, was a babelicious.
But yeah, he was... But
back in his day.
You have to go... He admitted he is the hairiest man alive.
You think he's hairier than my Jim?
About the same.
I think Robin Williams like prided himself on that. Like,
yeah. It was like, almost, it was like a carpet.
Bit for
like
a hair.
It was, yeah.
What do they call that? Hair shirt.
Oh, yeah. Like a hair shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do you like Priestly or Jim? Which is your... choice.
I know. I'm a throw
I prefer the hair to stay on the front of the man.
Not the back?
All together. Up, down, everywhere. Hair in the front.
Yeah, I'm not much for the dude that shaves, are you?
Mm-mm. That's it's pokey.
Well, I don't want to feel the like little like stubble on the chest. That's gross. Yeah,
we can never date a bicyclist.
Ugh, no. But I also like they could trim it a little bit because if it's... Doesn't matter how the square footage it covers, it's how long it is.
Oh,
and if they're really long, that makes me think that the curtains match the drapes. And down there, it's really long bush.
Okay. And on that, I think we shall go away.
What's your rating?
El Natural.
1 to 10. What are you giving them?
6, 5.
I mean, I'm giving it 8.
Right. You give an 8 to everything.
I love this whole show.
I can't wait to see what's going to be a 10 in your
book. I don't know that
these
are 8. Here's what I'll say. I'm not sure in the later seasons I'm going to give it 8s. I do think I don't want to hurt y'all because it didn't sustain this.
What
are you saying?
What do you even mean?
You need to leave immediately.
This show could have gone on for 20
seasons.
You're
fired.
Seasons.
Hold on.
20
seasons.
I can't
fire her.
Wait. No, she could fire us. Yeah, but we can't.
But I pretty much think seasons 1 through 5 are almost an 8, 9.
Like
10
you're worried about people getting mad at you.
You just said the show sucks as
it
goes on.
I never said that.
You
said
screwed right now.
You said I hate the show from now moving forward.
No. Yeah, and that it kind of fizzles. Wait, what did she say?
It doesn't sustain.
It's,
to me, seasons 1 through 5.
90210 fans everywhere are coming after you.
Well, if somebody wants to call me and tell me they loved seasons 7 as much as they loved 4,
I will
talk about
say
it.
That I do hear that before, but I don't agree with it. I think that people are like more apt to jump on the bandwagon and say that rather than really giving it a fair.
Well, I think we'll find out because we're in it for the long haul. So
I'll let you know if it declines.
There is a reason when people say 90210 and they think of all you all, you know, Dylan, Brandon, Brenda.
So that's what you don't.
It's
love.
Like when it's the when core the group is gone, it's not quite the same. But I mean, I don't know why we're talking about this today when we've got years ahead of us. But.
Yeah.
We've got years.
Let's settle this
because
now.
You gave this show, like you do every single week, an 8. Because
it's an 8. She or sometimes
it.
A 9.
Okay, but here, there has to be a difference in episodes. Not every episode can be an 8.
I haven't seen a dog, unlike Steve Sanders, yet.
Well, I feel like you let Amy have her 8s. This is her opinion.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets to have their opinion.
Yeah, you're right.
I love it. I do. I love it.
All right. Well,
what's next week?
Next week.
Oh, yeah. What is next week?
Next week is season 4, episode 10. And I did it my way.
I did it my way.
Thank you. We'll be here all night.
Yep.
Thank you. As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, was good!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.